and it's a German fiddle made around 1910 or so. And I believe it was made in the town of Dresden, although I'm not sure. I'm not a fiddle expert. I've owned a lot of them, but it seems like the more I own, the more confused I get. Anyway, this is a good old German fiddle. It has good wood and good dry wood. It's kind of a plain back to it. Has no cracks and is in pretty good shape. The neck is good. Has good pegs in it. Has a fine tuner tailpiece and a plastic chin rest, which is pretty comfortable. I use these a lot. Again, the tone of this fiddle is more of a rounder, sweeter tone, typical of a good bluegrass or old-time fiddle. Like I said, there's a lot of people across the country that would love to have this fiddle for the tone of it. But anyway, let me play a little bit and see if you can hear some of the tones of it. The response is real good. In other words, you don't have to play very hard to get some good volume. I would describe the tone as kind of a round tone. It's pure, and in other words, it doesn't have any bad overtones in it. The A and the E are relatively sweet, and the strings are even. It's real pleasing under the ear. A lot of fiddles will drive you batty. You know, they have plenty of volume, but your eardrums are ringing all night after playing them. This one is not. Thank you. play the second part of it, kind of up the neck so you can hear. Well, I sound like a banjo player on up the neck.
You're recording?
Anyway, it's a good fiddle, sounds good, and it's got a good pure tone. So I know that it's not the fanciest looking fiddle, but it is a good sounding one, and it plays good. So I have a money back guarantee. So if you get it and don't like it, please send it back, no questions asked. Thanks for listening.